For granted.
All right. Well, if you said she washes in soapy water, then she
rinses the dishes in clear water.
Or would you ever say rinses?
Rinses. No, I don't. Let's say, Lisp, then, will you rinse the dishes for me? Have you rinsed the dishes?
Well, what if something happened like and you had somebody move here a long way away and they rinsed their dishes in dirty water? you tell somebody, would you ever say, well, she wets the dishes in dirty water?
Rinses.
All right. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use to wash the dishes with?
Dishcloth.
And?
Or dish rag.
Which do you use most of the time?
Cloth.
And what about for drying them?
Drying cloth.
And what do you call the small square piece that you have you bathe your face with?
Bath cloth.
And after bathing, what do you dry off with?
Towel.
And what's the thing there called that the water comes out of?
Spigot.
And now, if it was on a barrel, what would it be called? If you had a place on the barrel to turn it on and off.
Well, now we call that the faucet more than we say the spigot. We call that the faucet more.
The one on the barrel or the one on the sink?
One up there.
On the sink?
Mm-hmm. And faucet.
So the spigot's the what?
Well, that's a spigot and a faucet.
And the one on the barrel, what would it be?
I don't know. Spigot, I suppose. Now, my brother has one that he takes to the field with him, puts ice water in, takes it to, to the field.
And what does he call it? What would it be? What would you call that? The water comes out of?
Turn that faucet on. Faucet.
And what about?
Turn the handle.
If it was one in the yard, you put a hose under water your flowers with. What's that called?
Well, we say spigot about as much as we say faucet. That faucet out there in the yard, or one out there by the bell. See, when you have cell in the yard, you have to identify. If you're telling, the children, telling a child to go turn it on at a certain one, you have to have an identification, to which one you're referring to when you have cell in the yard.
All right. Well, it got real cold last night, Speaking of water, if it had gotten much colder, the pipes might have
burst.
And
but now you will hear the word busted a lot of the time.
Do you use that?
No, I don't. But I would venture that more than half the people say that.
Yeah, oh, yes.
But I say burst.
Well, people used to buy flour in a what?
Barrel.
And when molasses came, when you bought a whole lot of a fairly large quantity, what did it come in?
A barrel too, I believe, because my husband's grandparents went in when the barge came in at Columbia and bought it by the barrels.
Did they call it a barrel of molasses?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what about lard?
No, they grew the... See, they had hogs, so they didn't buy that.
What would a lot of lard be?
Oh, that'd be a lard can. No, we have lard cans, 5-gallon lard cans. It's a metal can. I used to have one out there in the shelter.
Well, have you ever heard the word stand used for molasses?